What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling wood.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Starting wood.
Okay. What do you call a place where people hang overcoats and things like that? A place, a little room that's got a rod and some hangers in it?
That's closet.
Okay. And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
This is what?
A big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in. You know what I'm talking about?
Wardrobe.
Okay, fine. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Well, there's one type, they call it shiplap.
Well, now what do you call the boards themselves that are on the sides of the house?
Weatherboard.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
In gable end?
No, like that, I don't know.
Huh? Or, what, porch?
Okay. And what would you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it? Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
Okay. What do you call something that you carry water or milk in that's made out of wood? It's got a handle on it. Like this.
Bucket.
Okay. And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal?
Not unless you call it a can.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word piggin for a bucket?
I don't know what I have.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I don't know that.
Oh, sure you do. When your wife fries bacon or anything, what does she fry it in?
Frying pan.
Okay, fine. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
We call it faucet.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
Valve.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard that the water comes out of?
They call that a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Pecans.
No, when you buy some cans of food at the store.
Paper sacks.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Well, call them croaker sacks.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high